This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, the governors of New York and California proposed tax hikes to plug major holes in their state budgets. Andrew Cuomo and Jerry Brown, of course, are both Democrats, and both are asking their state's wealthiest residents to pay higher income taxes. That's pretty much where the similarities seem to end. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the execution of their tax proposals is a study in contrasts.
In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo's tax reform proposal followed a carefully crafted script, including this recorded video message to his constituents.
Years ago, when my grandfather was still with us and he wanted to have a significant conversation, he would look at me and say, "Andrew, we have to talk." Well, my friends, we have to talk.
Cuomo floated his tax reform plan last Sunday. By Wednesday night, the legislature was voting to cut income taxes for some New Yorkers while raising them for those in the highest income bracket, and Cuomo was doing a victory lap for reporters.
An individual at $20,000 pays taxes at the same rate a person making $20 million. And it's fundamentally unfair, in my opinion. These changes were long overdue.
The tax deal came together just weeks before the expiration of New York's so-called millionaire's tax, a surcharge on individuals who earn more than $200,000 a year. They'll wind up paying more in taxes next year than they expected, but less than they would have under an extension of the millionaire's tax. The details were largely hammered out behind closed doors by two Democrats, the governor and the assembly speaker, and one Republican, the majority leader of the state Senate. That left some Republican legislators like Brian Kolb feeling cut out of the debate.
Well, I disagree with raising taxes in a fragile economy on anyone. This is how they're couching it. Oh, let's go after the millionaires. They got the money, even though they're paying the most taxes now. It's wrong.
As recently as October, Governor Cuomo seemed to agree, saying higher taxes would make New York less competitive. But Cuomo changed course when confronted with a projected budget shortfall of more than $3 billion next year. Kim Rubin is a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Institute, a partnership between the Brookings Institution and the Urban League.
Part of what governors need to respond to is the fact that the recovery isn't really as good as they thought it was last spring or last fall.
California has big budget problems, too. But while Andrew Cuomo hammered out his tax deal in a couple of days, California Governor Jerry Brown faces a much longer, messier process. Alan Auerbach teaches economics at the University of California, Berkeley.
Well, the very word deal doesn't exist out here.
Since taking office this year, Governor Brown has failed to get more revenue through the state legislature, where a two-thirds majority is required to raise taxes. So Brown is going directly to the voters. On Monday, he proposed a ballot measure that would raise $7 billion in new tax revenues. But his opponents are backing a ballot measure of their own.
We do have one of the highest income tax rates already. We have the highest state sales tax. California does not have a revenue problem, but it has a spending problem.
John Kupal is president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in Sacramento. His organization is joining with other anti-tax groups to put a new spending cap before voters so that California won't have to depend as much on volatile income taxes.
When the boom time comes, our elected officials are incapable of putting some of that money away, and they tend to spend whatever comes in the door. And the problem with that, of course, is when the inevitable bust comes, we're left running around like chickens with our heads cut off looking for additional revenues.
Without new revenues, Governor Brown says he would have, quote, no choice, unquote, but to make deeper cuts to education and public safety. And Kim Rubin at the Tax Policy Institute says the political winds may be shifting in Brown's favor.
All the Occupy movements across the country have brought into stark relief the fact that there is a lot of income inequality and it's been growing over time. And so doing something that has a more progressive tax structure in place seems like people might be more receptive to it right now.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo denied that Occupy protesters played any role in his thinking on taxes. But to supporters of the movement, his actions suggest otherwise. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.